News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You were listening earlier on, you will have heard News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe walking us through what the government is planning in respect of the cuts in excise duty. And what it seems to be planning is that they would be phased out, and phased out rather faster than might originally have been on the cards. This, of course, because the price of oil is dropping thanks to the deal being done between the US and Iran. If you didn't hear Sean Defoe and you want to listen back, newstalk.com or the Go Loud app, you can listen to any of our items there as podcast. Ger Hyland is with us. He's president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. So, Ger, will you and your members be saying, thank you very much, that was very helpful, we can toddle on our own 2 feet now?
We most certainly will be saying thank you very much. It was helpful, but we need further supports. We need this extended. Fuel again is up this morning after what went on in the Middle East over the weekend. We have a very volatile peace agreement in the Middle East at the minute, and there is a problem there still, and fuel is rising again this morning.
But fuel, essentially, I mean, obviously there are ups and downs, but if we look at the way that this month is going, if we look at the trend is going, fuel prices are now down to a level below the below both the supports and the peak combined. So it was whatever, 214 back in April. We're now back in the 180s for diesel at the pump. That's more than the government support was providing. So why does the government support still need to be there?
The government supports, when they start taking them off, they will need to go back very much incrementally and a small bit at a time. Our industry, we suffered a huge price shock in the spring. We still haven't recovered that in a lot of cases, and we need further help. We need breathing space here for some of our members to survive this.
Is the breathing space that you need, does it come in the form of the same kind of actions by the government, or is there a way that they could give more targeted supports to those who need it without the blanket movement on excise duties?
Well, look, that's a decision for government. We really don't mind what way government support our industry, so long as it is supported. Because, as I said to you, we're an island nation here. Ireland depends on a vibrant transport community. If we don't have it, we certainly will have problems here on the island of Ireland. As it happens, inflation, they maintain, is after being supported by about 0.8 cents with the supports that the government gave on fuel.
Now that's
huge for the economy here.
The thing, Ger, that when we spoke at the start of the price rises, at the start of the climb when the Americans attacked Iran, you pointed out that there were an awful lot of your members who would have established contracts, and that the sudden volatility caused a problem because they were tied into certain contracts and that their cost base was rising outside what those contracts would allow. There, several months have now passed since then. Yes, fuel prices may continue to be volatile and may continue to rise, but is that not fast becoming an issue for your members and how they price their business rather than an issue for government?
Of course, and every member has to look at their costs, and every member has to cover their costs. But at the same time, without the supports we got for government, as I said to you, a lot of our members would certainly have been in financial trouble. There are some of them still finding it very tight. Them supports we got from government were very welcome and also very necessary. And as I said to you, we got a huge price shock back in the spring. We need time to recover this.
Now, I know that you've always made it very clear that you were not responsible for, nor was the Irish Road Haulage Association responsible for, the mass protests that we saw where roads were shut down by people blocking them with trucks and tractors and agricultural equipment. But you do have a sense of the mood on the ground. What do you think will happen if the government does remove these supports? Will we see those trucks back parked in O'Connell Street?
Well, look, there was some of our members certainly involved in that protest. And as I said at the time, it's up to every member to try and safeguard their own business in whatever way they have to do it to safeguard their business, whether that's with price increases or whether they saw fit to take to the road. I'm very much of that opinion again today, that every member of our association have to look after their own business. We certainly were at the table with government. We did negotiate with them. We got what we got. We didn't get everything we looked for, but we got supports enough.
But if you were a betting man, Ger, if you were looking at this and saying, if you were looking ahead and saying, okay, the government does what we're hearing anyway, let's say they go ahead with phasing it out from the end of July. If you were a betting man, do we see trucks and tractors back on the streets?
Well, if I was a betting man, it'll depend on what supports the government leave in place and how much they put back up on the price of fuel.
Ger Hyland, thank you
that
very
will,
much.
That will be a decision. That will be a decision for government. We would suggest that when they start putting back this, and I would hope that common sense would prevail here, that I wouldn't go back until at least after the budget or maybe into 2027, and you'd be looking at maybe 3 cents a litre every 3 months. Ger, until the money is clawed back.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Ger. That's Ger Hyland, who is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.